black. Too strong.
I'm not a fake, fraudulent commentator on television. See, I don't act. This is real.
Are you that stuff on stupid?
His black card is under review right now.
Uh-oh. Roland is missing.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Hey, Dominique, for Mardi Gras night, Roland dressed up as CeeLo Green.
Are we here?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, we're having some technical issues with the Comrex, but I'm here on the phone. Tom, Sybil, Dominique, how we doing?
Good.
How you doing, Roland?
I am doing great, doing great. Busy weekend. First of all, Tom, I was in Dallas this weekend. Shout out to Pat and Emmett Smith. They raised $1.2 million for the Smith Charities, nice. Benefiting Team 22. So want to give them a shout out for
yes,
helping those
great.
Young folks. $1.2 million. So we had a good time at the golf tournament on Saturday. I still hate the Cowboys, but
of course.
But I like Pat Smith. All right then. shout out to you, Emmett, as well. Tom, have you seen this story at West Point? 16 black women raised their fists in a photo, and man, folks are losing their mind. West Point's now actually investigating this photo for some reason. I guess black women raising their fists scare the hell out of folks in this country. Joining us right now is Mary Tobin. Mary is a 2003 West Point graduate. She mentors several of these young girls. Mary, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Mary, explain, how do these young ladies feel? Here we are a couple of weeks away from graduation, and now they're under investigation for taking a photo with raised fists.
Well, I'll first say thank you, everyone, for having me on. These women are dismayed. I think that's the most accurate word I can come up with. They already have the pressures of final exams. So let's not forget, they're still collegiate students, and they're taking final exams right now. Not only are they taking final exams, but in a few weeks, they'll go out into the military during a time of war to lead our nation's sons and daughters. That is the most serious responsibility that a 21-year-old can have in America, just plain and simple. And now they have the pressure, the added pressure of the media scrutiny of soldiers in units that they'll be reporting to, thinking that they're subversive, that they're racist, that they're coming in with some type of agenda that's linked to a political party. I know for a fact that these young ladies meant nothing other than a symbol of unity and pride. They are 16 of 1,000 cadets. In a sea of white men, they did it. Black, white, male, or female, they did it. And they are being accused of everything else but celebration. And it's just beyond the realm of comprehension.
Explain to folks, though, this wasn't the only photo that they took.
Oh, absolutely. It was in a series. It was one of three. So the traditional Old Corps photo is taken with a more stoic picture in which you have your sabers by your side. No one's really smiling. Everyone's looking in different directions. It's a tribute or a hat tip to the photos that cadets took in the early 1800s. And then there's a second picture that we commonly take, which is more of a goofball, silly, more enjoyable photo in which everyone has beach balls. They have T-shirts, mascots. Everyone's smiling, we're hugging each other, and then these young ladies decided to take a third with the fist raised, and I'm 100% sure that it was a sign of unity. We did it.
And go ahead, Sybil.
And so now people are, and other members of the West Point Alumni Association are saying that because they're in uniform and it is some sort of political statement, according to this person, that they're making, this is where all of it's coming, because you can't do this when you're in your dress uniforms.
Right. So it was brought to the attention of Army Times, the picture, which, you know, when it reaches that level, it has very public and media attention. And so, you know, it's a tribute to my beloved alma mater, because I won't just shut it down completely. What we do is something called due diligence. Mm-hmm. We're going to investigate and we're going to make sure. Right. I have every indication that these young ladies will graduate, and we're waiting on an official statement and that there will be no punitive actions against them. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure that when we respond, when they respond to the American people, that they respond with the fact that there are no uniform regulations according to the United States Corps of Cadets, involving old Corps photographs. So let's get that out of the way. Okay. That's number one, which is why we can take those goofball pictures, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's no regulations pertaining to the old Corps photographs. And then number two, the burden of proof is on the military to prove that these women had some type of political ties. And if you couldn't find it in 4 years of their attendance at the United States Military Academy at West Point, how are you going to find it in one snapshot 3 weeks away from graduation?
Well, what does it say to have some folks who believe if 16 black women had their fist raised, that somehow they're making a political statement, which I don't quite even know what that is.
Absolutely. What political statement would that be? And that's what I keep saying, that that's the burden of proof. These young ladies, their connection to that symbol mean unity and pride. It's been demonstrated many times throughout the Corps. Football games, teams, clubs, academics, cadet gospel choir, you name it, we raise our fist in victory because we celebrate. We're competitive. So this is not the first time that any member of the Corps of Cadets has raised their fist in victory. It is because they're black. And that's plain and simple, that our actions and our symbols are being looked at as subversive or connected to something that violates the regulations. We've been taught for 4 years what the rules are. These young ladies are smart, brilliant, and talented. They know the rules. They wouldn't put their graduation or their commissions on the line just 3 weeks away from graduation.
You know, Mary Tobin, Tom was asking if it was in a salute to Empire, to the Empire, you know, and they're saying that it's an allegiance to the whole Black Lives Matters thing. And so it sounds like that people are just looking for things.
Well, what are the ladies saying?
That was my question.
You know, I've spoken to several of them, and what they're saying from the few that I've spoken with, they're saying that they never intended for this photograph to be seen that way. Never intended. This was not some strategy or some plan at all. This was them looking to their left and their right and realizing that they did it with their sisters is what that is. And they're disheartened. They're heartbroken.
And when this should be a time of great celebration that they have gone through one of the, if not the most difficult program in all the nation get to this point and congratulated
Absolutely.
For their work and their hard work and efforts.
Absolutely.
Well, Mary Taylor, sisters, power to the people.
I will.
And to the Empire.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mary Tobin, West Point graduate. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.